Are you ready? Here we go.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two starts right now. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel, we were talking about the quarterback class of the draft of Baker Mayfield 2 years ago. A lot of you were great about tweeting us as well, but we looked it up. And
yeah, so you had Baker first, you had Sam Darnold third, you had Josh Allen seventh, and then Josh Rosen 10th. So essentially, if you didn't take Baker at one, you weren't, none of those, I mean, I don't think teams were clamoring for those guys. You kind of did, some of them did it out of necessity. And I think if you're the Browns, especially having that fourth pick, you know, you probably move down and do something. And by the way, in that draft, the last pick of the first round, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and then the second round, a third round was Mason Rudolph too, but he wasn't going to be your franchise answer either, as the Steelers found out. So, yeah, I mean, as much as people were really jazzed about that draft, and you and I have gone back and forth a little bit on Sam Darnold, jury's still out on him. You know, he's shown flashes of brilliance that show he can be a franchise quarterback. He's also shown a lot of areas of weakness where you're like, now, is that something that's correctable? Or is that something that's just going to be a flaw? Man. And then, you know,
Jets are garbage.
And the whole Rosen situation, whether it be Arizona, Miami, or otherwise, seemed like there was a whole lot of hype without substance, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, look, I just watched some of that Cleveland game yesterday on the Red Zone channel and went, man, they just look like they're in such disarray. I don't know if just changing a coach is going to do it. And to me, as much as, Freddie Kitchens has been a problem, to me, the bigger issue is Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. Oh, it starts and ends with him. I mean, it's the NFL. It starts and ends with your quarterback.
You don't think that there's a veteran quarterback out there that says, you give me those two guys on the outside and a running game like those two guys and go, and a tight end and go, I'd like to try, my chances with that.
Oh, I could see Nick Foles in that offense.
Foles is a guy. I threw Cam Newton out there as a guy. There's plenty of guys that are going to go, hey, you know what? Phillip Rivers might be a free agent. Now, Phillip Rivers really scares me because there's a guy, when we were talking about teams that fall off in a heartbeat, Phillip Rivers looks like he just absolutely fell off a cliff.
Yeah. Now, the most Browns thing to do would be to go out and get Eli. They'd be like, you know what? He's a savvy vet with Super Bowl experience. He's exactly. Let's bring him in. You dumbasses. Don't do that.
Yeah. Don't get over the hill veteran guy. Veteran guy that's got a little left in the tank.
Don't get fragile Cam veteran guy either, though. I mean.
Well, also not the most accurate passer Cam in the world either. Yeah. And especially if he's coming off a foot injury, he's probably not going to run like he once did.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how all of that plays out because there are going to be teams. I don't know if the Bears are going to make a change either. But they got to make a change at quarterback, too, because there's another team talking about a young quarterback that was drafted within the top two or three picks. Trubisky went in the top three. They traded up to get him. They traded up. They could have traded up to try and get a Mahomes or a Watson. They traded up and took Maserati Mitch.
Yep.
Who's absolutely crapped the bed.
Yep.
So you know you're not going to give him an extension, but if you have that kind of defense and you have talent on the offensive side of the football – and you think your time is now, and again, we talk about windows and how long are they going to be open for. Chicago, there's another team. They may or may not make a change from Nagy.
Yeah, you're really wasting.
But you got to do something with a quarterback.
I think you move on from Nagy. I kind of like him, but yeah, you're
that, but again, we talk about a guy that 2 years ago was sexy pickup. Uh-huh. This offensive mind coming under Andy Reid's tree. This dude has got it. And now everybody's going, I see the Chicago Bears fans probably more frequently than most because of the whole divisional thing and all that other stuff. And I've got a lot of friends that are Bears fans just going, questioning everything Nagy does. And a year ago, he was a genius that couldn't do wrong.
But think about this, though. There's a theme here. Every time you say sexy pick as far as a offensive mind in the NFL, then they go to a team and they seem to do well for a bit, right? Sean McVay in L.A., Kitchens and you know the success that they had last year with the Browns offense, Nagy. But what are the three things that we just got through talking about? All three of those teams, the quarterback play has gotten terrible, has gotten really, really bad. And so you look at that and think, well, is it their fault that Goff and Mayfield and Trubisky just aren't NFL elite quarterbacks or good quarterbacks for that matter?
Well, it's
not necessarily
whole,
their fault.
No, but I get it. But it's the whole where if you saw signs of brilliance in a year, in the case of Goff, I think he gave you more than a year where you were like, this dude, he's got a lot of talent. And then he just completely 180'd.
Yeah.
Trubisky never looked great. But again, he was helped out by the fact that with Nagy's innovative offense, mind you, now they had a thunder and lightning in the backfield, mm-hmm. and they decided to give up on it. That helped them a lot with balance offensively. But defensively, once you got Khalil Mack, everything changed for the better to where it should have been easier this year, and it hasn't been.
Yeah.
So you look at each individual situation, and you're like, look, some of them you could have seen coming, an RG3 type thing. Even after the first year, you were like, right. There's flaws.
Yeah.
But others, you were like, well, that guy looks like... But again, it's how quickly, because of your window, and can you salvage a window where you still got an all-world defense if they're healthy, Chicago, you got to do something now.
Yeah, they've given up the fewest points in the North, Chicago. Yeah. They just don't score. That's just a bad offense. They're a +3 in points differential. Speaking of that, so I'll give you the number one team in point differential in the NFC. It's the Niners. 419 points scored, 258 points allowed. They're a +161, which is third best in football. Care to take a guess at who the second team is in the NFC?
Texans.
Seattle. That's AFC.
Yeah.
Seattle. Oh,
no, the Vikings.
Well, their defense was always really, really good, too.
But their offense, I mean, they've put up 378 points. They've allowed 259. They're a +119. That's the second best in the NFC behind the Niners.
And as much as I don't like giving credit to other teams in the NFC, but I did with the Bears, I'll do it with
Vikings
the Vikings.
Could
here's
be
the thing.
A scary team to have to face in
Cousins
the playoffs.
Do you know only threw for like 210 yesterday? Do you know that Dalvin Cook went out with an injury? Do you know Thielen's coming back from an injury? And then you say what you just said? That talks about depth, coaching, all the different things that we were just talking about from a positive perspective, and the fact that they have a really, really above-average defense. That's a team, you're right, is very scary. The thing that's great...
And they opened the season 2-2. They're 10-4.
It's not great for me personally. But no. What's great for football fans is, in the NFC this year, and Nick, it goes back to your point about hot teams too, anybody that gets in the NFC is capable of beating anybody else in the NFC, and that's going to make the playoffs a whole lot of fun.
I would totally agree with that, except the Cowboys.
Maybe, maybe not. Yeah. Because talent-wise, if they play like they played yesterday, they're capable too. Mm. Here's the thing. Whether you say, okay, let's take the last wild card. It could be the Vikings. Let's take the Cowboys. But let's say, do they have a puncher's chance against New Orleans or San Francisco?
No.
In the case of the Vikings, yes.
Oh, I thought you meant the Cowboys.
In the case of the Cowboys, a lot of people might say no. But if you're the last wild card team, so I'm excluding division winners because the Cowboys then become okay. Your...
The two wild card teams could beat anybody.
Whether it be Seattle or San Francisco.
Totally agree.
Or Minnesota.
Yep, or Green Bay.
Well, and the thing is, the one thing I did find out is Green Bay is going to win the division. Even if they lose to Minnesota, if they beat Detroit in the last week of the regular season, they win. So that's why I'm not trying to be arrogant or selfish about the Packers. Because I was legitimately concerned the Packers, and I said this to you guys, the Packers I expected to lose in Minnesota, and then I didn't know how the tiebreakers would work out.
Right.
But if you tell me the Vikings don't have a chance against New Orleans, San Francisco, Green Bay, or Seattle, I think you're on something because that team is that talented. NFC playoffs are going to be a fun, fun, fun thing to watch.
The point differential tells you how good this team is. I mean, that's how much they give up versus how much they score is indicative. I mean, because when you look at it, I mean, that Saints team is a +48. The Seahawks are a +26. It's pretty impressive that the Vikings could be a +119 when you consider how they started and, you know, Kirk Cousins had lost the team, it felt like. And that the turnaround that the Vikings have had has just been amazing.
Now, but here's the thing. When we talk about the hot team, the thing you do have to worry about is Dalvin Cook's got a shoulder injury that isn't going away. You don't know how healthy Thielen is right now. So aside from being a hot team, you've got to be healthy come playoffs. And that's the thing that you know that even for the Green Bay game, as big a game as that is, you'd love to have Dalvin Cook at not 100%, but not worrying about, because he was running really well against the Chargers yesterday, and all of a sudden he took a shot right on that shoulder again. Mm-hmm. Boom, he went down. Never saw him again.
Well, here's a quote from Mike Zimmer that Ian Rappaport just tweeted. He said that star running back Dalvin Cook's shoulder is one that Cook could potentially play through, and quote, it feels good today, close quote. So I don't know if he's going to play through it or if it's something they're trying to risk, but
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder if him not returning was just precautionary. Like, hey, perhaps, you know what?
They had the game at hand. They were blowing the Chargers' doors off.
Yeah, it's like, possible. We don't need to play him at this point. Let's just let him rest.
Yeah, it's possible. But again, with on paper, that team's got enough talent to play with anybody.
Keep an eye on the Vikings, man.
It's the best 1-2 punch receiver tandem, I think, in the NFL when healthy, with as good as those two guys are.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, they're certainly up there.
Yeah.
They're certainly up there in the conversation.
It's, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying it off the top of my head, but I'm looking at, what are you going to say, Julio Jones, and there's no more Sanu, so, you know, you got the kid from Alabama, but I just...
I'm going through and looking. I mean, you could make the case that Cleveland should be.
They should be, you're right.
Yeah.
But they aren't.
Ravens aren't. I mean, Steelers don't... Yeah. The Texans...
If I asked you to name the receiver...
Texans three deep, I would put the Texans three deep up against anybody.
I agree with that.
But I don't know about 1-2.
But they got to be healthy. That's when I bring health back into the equation.
But Hopkins and Stills 1-2?
Oh, even still, right?
So pretty stout 1-2. Colts, Jags, Chiefs.
If I asked you, Nick, to name the other receiver for the Saints... No, Clarence, you can't chime in. Most people in football can't name you other than Michael Thomas, who the Saints' other receivers are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking Packers, Vikings, Bears, Lions, Saints, Bucks, Falcons, Panthers, Seahawks, Niners.
We know Patriots, no.
Rams.
Ravens, no.
I mean.
Rams got a whole lot of talent, too, that's being wasted.
Yeah, that's what
I mean. Got a whole lot of big contracts.
You got Kupp and Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks.
When healthy.
That's
pretty good.
1-3, too.
I think the Texans' receivers are better than that. If Will Fuller's healthy, yeah, it's a big if.
Yeah,
but
it's pretty
because
close.
Of all the different, again, the variables being the versatility. Stills can play outside, can play inside, knows the positions, plays those other positions. Yeah. I don't think with the Rams you have as much versatility. You do have as much talent.
Speed, yeah.
Right. So, all right, well, we're going to continue to roll on. We've got football discussions that we can either table and get to later on or continue to roll with. We've got Rockets to talk about as they got a game against the division rivals, the Spurs, from the I-10 region of Texas. And before we get to all that, we do want to tell you with the holidays, you might be doing a lot of traveling, maybe booking flights, and after that, you got to book hotels. And you've been overcharged a lot for hotels recently. You don't have to do that anymore because besthotelrates.com does all of the dirty work for you. They've already created relationships with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, and they pass the savings on to you. They're your middleman without being charged for it, and that means that all you do is save time and money while you take care of your travel arrangements, whether it be for business and or for your family during the holidays. Check them out. All it takes is one thing to do, and it's in the name. Just go to besthotelrates.com, enter your city of destination and your dates of travel. All these different hotels are going to pop up with all these different options, from the 5 stars to the 2 or 3 stars, just depending on your what you want to pay and where you want to stay, and they're going to take care of the rest. Check it out. It's worth your time. You don't have to do it, but if you do, you're probably going to save some money. All I got to do is tell you it's in the name. Just check out besthotelrates.com.
Your life, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
90 in the books, 90 still to go. It's the second half of the show. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Monday fun day. Our last week for what? Not into the new year, right? But close.
We're out the week of Christmas and then back.
So we're going to celebrate the holidays this
year. So next week we're off.
With family and friends, yep. Yes. And then take your pick. You either get a bowl game or you get Mike Meltzer and Josh Innes while we're out. Or the holidays, and then we'll be back. But we've got some vacation time to use up and family and friends to hang out with. So we're going to take next week off, but we're going to finish in style this week. That means 4 days in the studio, and then, of course, the big, much-anticipated listener Christmas party all day.
Klein's Jewelry.
In the morning, Nick's Place in the afternoon. Kobo's Q is going to be bringing some grub. So, and of course, the great Italian food at Nick's. So it's going to be a party all day on Friday.
Yes, indeed. And I'm not drinking. I have a gig that night, a private gig. So I'm definitely not drinking Crystal Collins.
Oh, man. She
did. Not happening.
She came at you. I don't care hard with all those
how
drinks.
Many drinks people buy me. I'm having one. That's
Think
it.
Think about it, Nick. Think
you
about
waste
all the
your
people.
Money, you waste your money. That's
Ivan
on you.
Was ripped last year. Ivan wasn't it Ivan that could barely stand. At the
Ivan
end.
Was I was a little toasty. Jerry Bow was a little toasty.
Well, Jerry Bow was more than a little toasty. He was burnt toast.
Yeah, I mean, we had some drinks. I mean, that's kind of what you do at Nick's Place, right? I mean, it's not like you go over to Nick's Place to drink water.
No, you go there for the fine food and the drink.
I made it home, and that's all that matters. That's I was it. Concerned Barry wasn't, because that was a long drive to cut and shoot, and I didn't know if you'd make it.
I did good.
But you were driving the truck back then, right?
No.
You weren't? You had that Honda?
I got the Honda in October, so I was definitely in the Honda.
Felt like you bought that Honda. Like,
can you believe I've hit 50,000 miles on it?
I believe it because you're always on the road.
Yeah, you are.
50,000 miles in 14 months.
I just hit 80, and my car is a 2014.
Jeez. I'm not going to have any resale value in this stupid-ass car.
You should have known that when you bought it.
Well, that's why I bought it, because I was like, it'll last forever. I'll just put a bunch of miles on it, run it till it quits.
Yeah. So the White Shadow is putting on some serious tread or wearing it off. You cover some ground in that automobile. Oh, boy,
I do.
You're multitasking, I can tell.
Well, no, I was listening, but this is disturbing. Someone texted the show and said,
what I say when you were listening?
You said I put a lot of miles on the car.
Okay.
Did you not? Uh-huh. Okay. See? I got this. I'm married. I know how to do both. I didn't give you the because you know you do that, right? When your wife's talking to you and you're ignoring you, just every minute and a half to 2 minutes, you just go, really? That's it. You don't even know what the hell they said. You just go, really?
But how many times does she know that you are not listening and she just lets it slide?
I'm married to a Hispanic woman. She would stab me.
Also, she knows.
Oh, yeah. If I'm not listening, she's going to be like, you're not listening to me, are you? And I'd be like, I'm sorry, babe. I'm just distracted and I was trying, but I got distracted.
The apology never fixes it. But that's her immediate reaction.
But I'm busted at that point, so you got to just be honest. You got to be like, no, I wasn't listening. I mean, I'm trying to watch the game, babe, and you're over here telling me about these bitches at work and all this other stuff, and I don't know.
It's a one-way street, because God, on the flip side, they're going to do it to you all the time, and they are not listening.
Oh, yeah, I come home, I'm like, you'll never guess what happened at work. And then she immediately goes, don't care, and then just shuts down, but then just looks at me. And now I'll be talking to her, and then she just slowly starts looking at her phone. It's a very gradual, I don't give a crap, all the way to the phone. And then she's just out.
Or it's worse than that. I come in the back door after work, and she'll go, hey, babe, how was work? And as I start talking to her, she'll go, did you see what they did today with the mayor? And blah, blah. And I'm like,
"You're right
so
in the middle of your
story.
Why did
you even ask? Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's totally. But then you don't pay attention, and they cut you.
No, I can understand. I obviously don't deal with it as much as you guys because I'm not married, but I can see what you guys are saying. I can see that being an issue.
So back to what started all that. Somebody texted the show. Mm-hmm. This is a little disturbing. First of all, I think you guys rock. That being said, you can't always blow off these crazy people who talk negative to you. For example, 104 KRBE had one of their DJs shot and killed back in 1986 by a stalker. I think her call name was Kelly Love or something. Is that true?
I will Google that, but I do not know.
That's before my H-Town time. But, I mean, look, I've told you guys in the past, Lisa's had stalkers. So much so that there was a guy before Taylor was born that was, like, over the top stalking her. And everything from wanting to see the baby when born and dropping off, like, first it started out to be clothes, then it was like other things, then it was like, I need to know your address and blah, 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 blah. And the station at the time was just like trying to kind of do what we're doing, just kind of brush up by the wayside. And it got to a certain point where I had some friends at HPD and said, and they had just created a new task force for stalkers. Jennifer Reyna's had a stalker that was showing up. Matter of fact, I don't know if it was Jennifer Reyna or there was one at Channel 13, I believe it was, where they actually showed up at the station and shot a gun into the windows of the station.
Oh, my gosh.
So there are crazy people out there.
I worry about it, too, because being on TV and being so good-looking, I just know that I'm going to have people, because of how handsome I am, that they're going to stalk me.
There's a reach, and then there's that.
So I worry about it, but I did Google it real fast, and Casey Love.
Okay, because I couldn't find it.
104 KRBE. She was shot and killed, her and her boyfriend, and they suspect her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, well, that's totally different.
That's different than just some weirdo named Richard Young who's like, I hate you, I'll kick your candy ass with your stupid Louisiana jokes. So what? We're 48th in education. That don't mean nothing. That's not even a word. Whatever.
Did you say limon instead of lemon and cayenne pepper?
I don't know. No? I should have responded and said, go bleep yourself and just spelled it G-E-A-U-X. Go bleep yourself. Like, okay.
He would have liked that.
Yeah, he probably would have. But I'm thinking, if you're mad because I made a joke about Louisiana being the 48th ranked state in education in the country, which is a fact. Mm-hmm. I didn't make Louisiana be the 48th worst state as far as education. That's just a fact.
You were going door to door for a while, weren't you?
Yeah, I was going door to door. Please stay home and don't go to school so we can make fun of your state for being dumb. Yeah, I had a lot of control in that. I just reported that fact and he got mad. Well, maybe if you learn how to spell go correctly, you'd improve your status amongst the educated in this country. Okay?
Richard, I do think that was a classy move by Joe Burrow, by the way.
That was very cool. Yeah. I'm not going
to
lie.
Senior day to be introduced and to change dumb the spelling it down a little on bit, the back or of his jersey. Yeah. There you go. That's you, not me talking. That's Barry, by the way, when you guys get confused about our voices. But the fact that he came out of the tunnel instead of Burrow spelled ending O-W, he did E-A-U-S.
It was very cool.
Yeah. Well
was,
done. Well
I don't played. Know whose idea it was, but that was genius.
And congratulations, Joe Burrow, winning the Heisman by the largest margin and the highest percentage ever.
Dominant.
The speech was
fantastic.
Never
in doubt. I missed the speech. It was good.
Oh, it was really good. And you know, he talked about how, from his beginnings, poverty-ridden his community was, and that this is a sign that any kid in any upbringing can make it to this point. He got very choked up for Coach O. Then he threw in the guy should get a lifetime contract for this because he gave me the keys to the program. He didn't have to. He wasn't sure what he was doing. All these different things. But it was, I mean, to be a guy that everybody knew was going to win it.
Right.
The speech and the way he handled himself was top
notch. I saw a tweet where he said something to the effect of, it was some guy that retweeted a private message from Joe Burrow when he was in high school that says, hey, can you tell me what I need to do to get on people's radars? I don't feel like I'm getting any traction or going anywhere. And the guy, I gave him some advice about camps and all that. But that just shows you, he goes from that. No one is paying attention to this dude. Largest margin of victory in the Heisman Trophy race ever.
Yep. Yep.
Grind it out. And speaking of Heisman Trophy winners, hey, Joel, how much would you pay for an original Vince Young Rose Bowl trophy from 2006? Would you pay $50,000?
No.
Because
I know people probably would.
There's one up for auction. How much would you pay for Vince Young's Rose Bowl helmet?
Oh my God.
Used game worn.
Fans with cash in their pocket? That's a big deal.
100 grand.
Man.
100,000 racks.
And he ain't getting it.
He ain't getting it. So what happened is Vince Young had all this stuff in a storage unit here in Houston and didn't pay his bills. And so, like they do when you don't pay, they auction off the storage unit. And some lady bid a couple $1,000 on it, kind of thought she knew what was in there, but wasn't sure, won the storage unit and all of its contents, and inside of it was all of Vince Young's football memorabilia. So you've got his Maxwell Award was in there, his MVP trophy from the 2006 Rose Bowl, his helmet from the Rose Bowl, all kinds of stuff, game-worn stuff, footballs, just you name it, it was in there. And so far, that's the only things that she's got up for auction, though. But you know, that's super cheap.
You don't have to do that nationally.
You can
all
literally
you gotta do is put all that stuff up for sale in the state of Texas with the Longhorn Nation. And I guarantee you, regardless of how much she paid for that storage unit, she is going to make 10 to 20 to 50 times more than whatever she paid.
And what's crazy is I'm looking at the pictures of the stuff and the trophy's all scratched up. The helmet's obviously all scratched up because it's game worn.
Yeah. But that makes it, that's the uniqueness of what makes it so valuable.
For the helmet, but for the trophy? It's scratched, if the trophy is scratched up?
It's crazy.
Well, that I can't explain. But yeah. I'll say this, and then it's up to Vince if he doesn't want to sign it. But all you got to do is you get that helmet, and then you bring it to when he's getting paid to do autographs at one of the autograph signings. And you get him to sign it, and now it's a one of one.
But if you're Vince Young, would you sign that?
That's what I'm saying. Vince has to agree to sign it. He looks at it, and he recognizes it at all.
How much did you pay? 50
grand?
Yeah,
he ain't doing it.
You give me 50 grand, and I'll sign it.
Haven't you seen Storage Wars, bro?
I do.
Pay your bill.
I used to watch it all the time.
Vince Young.
The woman tells us she hasn't been able to get in contact with Young about the stuff. This is TMZ. But she says she would be willing to resell all of it back to him if he wants.
Well, how are you going to do that? Well,
if he can't even afford a $150 storage bill, how's he going to afford 50 grand for his own stuff? I'll sell you your stuff back. Yo,
isn't she already selling some of it?
That is awful. Huh?
If she's already selling some of it.
She's got it up on eBay.
I'd show up with the auctioneer because that's his dumbass fault.
I agree.
All right, and if you're ready to go, I'm ready to go. And here we go. How much money? What's your pleasure? What are you gonna say?
I love that show.
Dude, I did too. I used to watch it religiously for a while.
Really? I never watched
that. Dude, that was a fantastic show. There's some drama that goes down in Storage Wars.
When I was at the Improv Saturday night, I was in the green room talking to Taylor, and he was talking about a show called 90 Day Fiancé. He was like, you have to watch this show. It's about dudes, mostly dudes, some chicks that go overseas and get like brides or grooms, like fiancés, and then they have to stay with them for 90 days in order for them to get their visa to come live here. And then it's just absolutely insane. I was like, I may watch that just for the craziness.
I've seen something similar, but not that show. I've seen it where like men from the States go to Colombia and basically buy wives and then come back.
That's just weird.
It's super weird.
Yeah, but I might have to watch that. But man, poor Vince Young. How can you not afford $150?
I don't think it was an afford. I think he forgot.
Well,
I think
remember
he
when
forgot.
He declared bankruptcy and he said, you know, no, gone are the days of doing his Fridays at Fridays where he took all the guys and right. He was dropping like $5,000 at a Fridays.
I wonder what his net worth is.
25 cents.
Well, remember, and then he was working for the University of Texas and I think they had to take the job away from him. Something happened. He got the DUI or something, and something else happened or something like that. And I think that he's no longer there either.
They're saying, this site is saying, the net worth of Vince Young is $2 million. I don't know about that.
But after he lost the storage,
that was
as of June, College Football Hall of Fame like last week.
As of June 2019. Huh. I don't know that to be accurate. You're worth $2 million, but you can't afford a storage unit. Put that stuff in your garage, idiot.
You know he knows enough people that could have covered that for him.
It's crazy.
All right, still rolling through hour number two, 3 hour show. And let's make sure you guys remember, we are still doing the 12 days of Christmas. We got a giveaway for today, and that's coming up in the near future, hint, hint. So if you want to win something, be ready to dial probably next segment when we come back. A whole lot more on the horizon. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com,
powered by infuse energy into your life, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Wrapping up hour number two, 3 hour show on the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's the Usual Suspect. It's Nick, Barry, and Joel on a Monday in the big city as we're talking about auctioneers. And hey, let's make a deal. If you're Vince Young, it just
whoever
hit
thought
me
to
in the brain.
Put auctioneers to rap music was genius.
So good. Before Full Storage Wars.
Yeah.
There was another one where on like the Home Shopping Network, the guy would come on and he'd give the price, but he'd say we could negotiate it, and he'd have a sidekick next to him, and he was the hoe guy. So the guy would be like, let's start by saying the first 15 callers, it's only going to be $25. So right now we're going to start at $25, $25. Do I hear $25? And the guy next to him was like, ha! And then he changed the price again. The guy on the side, his only job was just to be the hoe guy.
So just to be
okay, the clock's running a little bit fast. You guys are already jumping on board. So we're going to take it out. We're going to take it to $49.99. It's going to go up as we go on. So you got to get down now. If you're going to get in, you got to get in now. Because otherwise, you're not going to be like, oh, got that. Yes, got that. Oh, black shirt. And then you go, okay, I'm going to change again. And this
guy, there were people in the audience?
Oh, yeah, there was people in the audience. There's people calling in. And there's this one dude, his arms are flailing, and he's just the hoe guy. Oh, hey, yep.
Wow.
Crazy. But it crossed my mind in the break when you were talking about the story, and we were talking about, well, Vince has got to know somebody or otherwise. If you're the University of Texas, don't you think you and Vince talk about it and go, what a perfect opportunity to put all of your stuff in a storage case on campus? Because if you're a recruit or an alum, why wouldn't you want to walk through and go, even if you want to say, hey, there's every helmet Vince wore, one of the helmets from where would he play at Madison High School? There's his Madison helmet. There's his Horns helmet when he won the Rose Bowl.
Yep.
Maybe include a Tennessee helmet and go, you know, through the years, here were the helmets, here were the awards. You don't have to pay a storage bill. They'd probably be
they'd keep it for
they
you.
They might even pay you to have it in there.
And you could go get it whenever.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Spice Texan said, Barry, look up Brandy from Storage Wars. What do you think? I think she would make a fine mom.
I remember watching the show. I don't remember.
And I don't mean fine as in hot. I just mean like an adequate mother.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought she'd be. I mean, she's prettier and all, but I thought she'd be hotter. Mm. He the way you read it, it felt like this was, there was a hot auctioneer on the Stewart show.
No, no. She looks like she would be somebody's competent mother. How about that?
That's fair. Right? I would agree with that sentiment.
Like 100%. She's at the pickup line on time.
Yep.
Everybody's lunches are packed for school.
She does PTA meetings, like all that.
Yes. That's, I mean, I guess that's the way of saying homely. Not my thing.
Homely is not a good thing.
No?
No.
Why did you like say
no,
that to
I've
your
just
wife
heard the term used throughout the years, and homely would be a kind way of saying ugly.
Really?
Yeah.
If the frock fits, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know what you if you cussed or not just now with whatever you just said, but no.
A frock, isn't that like a some sort of apron?
I don't know.
Like if you were homely?
Okay.
No?
Okay. I guess.
I would did say used both to watch that show like all the time. Okay.
Wow, that was loud.
It's been loud for like the last hour when they haven't turned it off.
Nope. Okay. Don't know what you're talking about.
All right. So let's get a little Rockets talk in here before we wrap up hour number two of the show. I turned on the game Saturday night, and after the win on Friday night in Orlando, and James again throwing up a 50-piece. God, I hate that expression. Everybody uses it. It's everything's a piece. So he did his second straight 50-piece. They beat the Magic, only to come home and see Russ comfortable in a great throwback Rockets sweatshirt, sitting on the bench in street clothes because he wasn't going to play, thinking that they didn't need him to beat the Pistons. And then even after Blake Griffin went out, the Pistons took it to him start to finish and just absolutely put the Rockets away. And it's just like, they're not in a position like the Lakers are, or even the Clippers, in the way they rest players to look past a certain team, I don't think. Especially, at least until they get Gordon back and they can figure out the rest of the rotation and such. I just think that's a mistake. Even if it's on their analytical medical breakdown of games that one or two of the guys should be resting, we know James doesn't rest.
Yeah, it's back to back. I mean, at home, you think you have an advantage there, and it's not a game you should lose, certainly. But I mean, sometimes you're.
Derrick Rose looked like Derrick Rose of the Bulls when he was the MVP. He looked absolutely fantastic. Derrick Rose was taking Harden off the dribble on pull-ups, on mid-range, to the basket.
I'll be honest, I didn't watch it.
Yeah. Well, but he looked good. The Rockets did not. And so that's why I'm going to see. I assume Westbrook's going to play tonight. But they're getting ready to go on this big West Coast road trip. I'm very curious to see how they come out and play San Antonio.
I tell you what I do like seeing, though, is I mean, and I don't know how much of it, but Clemens with goes 5 of 11 from three-point range. Has 17
he ain't
points.
Shy. I can tell you that.
But, I mean, Ben McLemore looks like he's still
He's starting to find a groove.
Yeah, and I like that. I mean, he was 1 for 4 from three-point range, but he was 4 for 6 from the free throw line, had 13 points. I don't know what his contribution was to the loss or the game or whatever.
No, it was Harden was in one of those moods too where he kind of felt like the momentum wasn't on their side and he didn't have it really going.
Well, he was 4 of 13 from 3-point range.
So he started,
that ain't good.
He quit on a lot of plays and shots. Yeah. He looked disinterested at the end when they were still within like 10 and they had a couple of shots to get it within striking distance. And he just kind of bailed. If he missed a shot or he took a shot 1-on-3 and if it didn't go in, he was just like, meh.
You kind of understand that, though, on a back-to-back, right? You're going to be a little more lethargic. It's a little tougher.
You can, but I mean, when one guy's scoring more than half the points, you don't have to exert a whole lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
fair enough.
I just think that they don't have the luxury and to take the liberties of the way certain other teams do when giving guys nights off like that.
I would agree.
So we'll see what happens.
You know, when you're fighting to stay in the middle of the pack. That's definitely the case.
You want to think of a question for Nick to ask a certain player because he's going to the game tonight, whether it be Spurs or Rockets?
Yeah, we'll come up with a question for him to ask Pop.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Will you interview Pop if we give you some questions? No? Okay. That's how you're going to be.
Right.
Hey, guys, Christmas is coming quick, and as we approach the 25th, our friends at MyBookie want to make your season special. They're doing a 12 days of gifts, 12 days of risk-free gifts from MyBookie. It starts on the 14th. It's going from the 14th through the 25th. You get stuff like a free parlay on UFC, free bets, free spins, futures, whole lot more. You got NFL, NBA, and NHL all in full swing. College bowl games are coming up. They're just around the corner. So it's a great time of year for sports betting. And if you're not on board already, get on board now. Go to mybookie.ag and sign up. They've got parlays, teasers, specials, anything you could ever ask for, MyBookie has it, and they are there for you. Head over to MyBookie.ag right now, sign up, and use promo code RADIO. You're going to get half off your initial deposit in free wagers. Let me repeat that. Use promo code radio. You're going to get half off your initial deposit and free wagers. And that's just the start of the savings, y'all. Put it in your daily calendar to check out mybookie.ag between now and the 25th. They've got something new every single day. You're going to want to take advantage of the deals because I promise you, they're great. And look, I've always told you about MyBookie. When you win, you're going to get your money out. They're going to pay you, and that's super important when you figure out where you want to do your sports betting at. Do yourself a favor right now. Go sign up at MyBookie.ag. Put in their promo code radio. Start winning today, because at MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.